From Washington, this is VOA News. Israelis fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem Friday. This after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Thousands rallied Friday in front of the U.S. embassies in Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta, where they shouted, "Death to Trump and death to the U.S." U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged Saudi Arabia Friday to curb its military intervention in Yemen, a country in the throes of a humanitarian crisis triggered by a two-year civil war. "We would encourage them to be a bit more measured and a bit more thoughtful," Tillerson said of Saudi Arabia. His comments in Paris came 2 days after U.S. President Donald Trump directed his administration to pressure Saudi Arabia to lift its blockade on Yemen and to allow the delivery of humanitarian aid and commercial shipments. The World Health Organization reports an outbreak of the deadly Marburg virus in Uganda is under control weeks after it was first detected.
That's the latest world news.
Within 24 hours of being informed by the Ugandan health authorities in early October, WHO reported a rapid response team to the remote mountainous area, and they have financed the immediate support and scaled up the response in Uganda and Kenya. This is VOA News. Firefighters continued to battle several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California Friday, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 90,000 people to evacuate their homes, officials said. Nearly 6,000 firefighters, accompanied by helicopters, are working to slow the spread of the wildfires. Britain and the European Union have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit after a week of intense negotiations. European Commissioner President Jean-Claude Juncker announced the deal on Friday. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she welcomes the prospect of moving to the new phase about trade and security. And the United Nations Secretary General has expressed his outrage after an attack on UN peacekeepers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo that killed at least a dozen Tanzanian peacekeepers and injured 40 more. "I condemn this attack unequivocally," Antonio Guterres said. "These deliberate attacks against UN peacekeepers are unacceptable and constitute a war crime." The UN chief said the attack occurred late Thursday in troubled North Kivu province. Guterres added, "This is the worst attack on peacekeepers in the organization's recent history." Chinese citizens in Pakistan have been warned to keep a low profile. China says it has received intelligence reports of plans for imminent terror attacks. The Chinese embassy in Islamabad posted the unusual alert on its website. An estimated 20,000 Chinese are in Pakistan working on some 300 projects. Beijing is investing more than $60 billion on massive infrastructure and energy projects in Pakistan. The embassy said that it is understood that terrorists plan to launch a series of attacks in the near term against Chinese organizations and personnel in Pakistan, but it did not provide any further details. The United Nations Refugee Agency says conditions